بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، حديث المفروتين The nature of this deen. أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه narrated كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا بعث أحدا من أصحابه في بعض أمره قال بشروا ولا تنفروا، ويسروا ولا تعسروا. The meaning, when Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent one of his companions on a mission, he would say, give good tidings and do not cause people to flee, make things easy and do not make things difficult. Reported by Muslim. So this hadith teaches us how we should call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How should we invite the people to Allah's deen? Because many of us, by their harshness and lack of wisdom, they put the people off. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here is instructing us that we should not have such ignoble quality. Harshness is an ignoble quality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as mercy for mankind. And in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ مِنْكُمْ لَمُنَفِّرُونَ. Verily among you there are many people, many of you, they make the people hate this deen, or rejected because of their attitude. So the advice the Prophet ﷺ would give to the callers and to the propagators when he sent them, that he first of all would tell them bashiru, give the good news. The good news, the glad tidings, because it is the nature of human beings that you give them, when you give them good news, they soften and they lend you their ears and their hearts as well, because they are longing to know more and more. But if you come to them and start attacking them or attacking their faith, they will step back and they will react negatively. Are you following me? So here we have to learn and emphasize upon this point, because brothers and sisters, da'wah or calling others to the deen to the last testament, the last call came from heaven to earth to save the entire humanity. Which is Islam, to call the people to this technique or the da'wah or the how to call the people is an art in itself. It is an art. The da'wah is an art, and not everyone can master that. So we need to learn the technique of the da'wah. The da'i is just like a salesman. The salesman, he tries all the ways, all the different techniques to convince the customer. Our customers are the entire humanity. The entire humanity are our customers. The whole world is our market. So we should know how to present and how to sell ourselves and how to convince the people to accept the truth. We are calling the people to save them from the hellfire. We call them towards the vastness of the hereafter, to save them from the tyranny and the oppression. Of man laws to the justice of the divine law of Allah. It is Islam that gave the people and mankind the real value and elevated the human being to such lofty status. That is Islam. So no wonder if the Prophet ﷺ would emphasize upon the importance of giving the glad news and being soft when calling others to this belief. Is this clear to everyone? So, bashiru, always remember this, brothers and sisters. Bashiru, you are a da'i. Remember, you are calling people to Allah's deen. If you manage to gain one person, if you manage to bring one person into the fold of Islam, that will be by Allah's grace a guarantee that you'll go to heaven. remember the Prophet's advice to Ali radiallahu anhu. When he told Ali, when they went to Khaybar, and he handed over the flag to him, he didn't tell him, "Oh Ali, proceed and kill everyone." What he told him, "Go slowly and don't them feel your advancement. Don't them feel when you enter their, that you are entering their territory and their dwellings. So walk stealthily." This is a military tactic. And then he told him, "لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا." The first thing that you should do, O Ali, is call them to Islam. لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرِ النَّعْمِ. If Allah made you a cause to bring one into Islam, this would be better for you than having the red camels. The red camels in those days are the most expensive things the Arabs had. And another narration, خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا مَا فِيهَا. If Allah made your cause to guide someone to, into the fold of Islam, that is better than the whole dunya, the whole world. Is this clear to you, brothers and sisters? بَشِّرُوا وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا. بَشِّرُوا, give good news, good tidings. وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا, and do not cause the people to flee. It is natural. If I come to the people and say, "You are going to hell," do you expect them to listen to me? What do you think, brothers and sisters? I come to someone and say, "You are going to hell." So he will tell me, "You go to hell." Don't expect him to listen to you. So whether the one whom you are addressing is a Muslim or a non-Muslim, if you are addressing Muslims who are not on the right track, who are being indulged in bid'ahs and polytheistic actions, etc. So if you come and start attacking them, they will not listen to you. Or if you start to attack their scholars or their shuyukh, they will not listen to you. So we have to avoid when we are calling others to dress their wounds. Never press the people's wounds. You will hurt them. But give them the truth and let them think about it. Give them food for thought. Give them something that will create inner struggle within themselves. Our duty is to call the people, is to present the truth to them. It's up to Allah to open their hearts. We cannot open people's hearts. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who opens people's hearts. We are only instruments and tools used by Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah said, call to Allah's way, اِدْعُوا لَا سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ, call to the way of your Lord bil hikmah, with wisdom, when what else? Wal maw'idhatil hasana, a nice exhortation, nice speech, speech that will soften them and soften their hearts. وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنُ, and argue with them in the best way. بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنُ, choose the best technique, choose the best methodology, choose the best way to argue with them. So, بَشِّرُوا وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا. And this is, bear in mind, brothers and sisters, this technique you use with non-Muslims, Allah is saying. You are using this with the non-Muslims. Not only this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to whom? Addressed whom? He addressed Musa and Harun. Allah addressed Moses and Aaron, two prophets, and told them to talk softly and leniently with the Pharaoh. اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى. Go to the Pharaoh, the one who claimed divinity. He transgressed, he crossed the boundaries. فقول له قولا لينا, and tell him soft speech, soft saying. Talk to him softly. Perhaps he might fear and start to reflect. Allah told Musa and Harun to talk softly to the Pharaoh. So how do we talk to the Muslims? Unless we consider them worse than Fir'aun. How do you address your parents, your family? Softly, tenderly, or harshly? Allah said, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنُ, do not argue with the people of the books except with that which is better, which is the best. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ, except those who are arrogant and haughty. They don't want to accept the truth. That is another technique you use with them. But people who are sincere, they want to know about Islam, choose the best method to argue with them. Am I clear, brothers and sisters? بَشِّرُوا وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا, give good news and do not cause people to flee. وَيَسِّرُوا وَلَا تُعَسِّرُوا, make things easy and do not make things difficult. Make things easy. يَسِّرُوا. Many of us, may Allah save us and may Allah forgive us, they think if they make people's life miserable, they are doing fine. If they make people's life difficult, they are doing fine. So we find them adopting always the toughest opinion, not the most authentic one. Or, for instance, if there is a room and there is a leeway, there is a leeway, a room, they will not give that flexibility and room to the people. They will always impose and force their personal opinion to the people. They know there is the room and flexibility there in Islam. For instance, issues of difference between the Sahaba themselves. The Sahaba didn't agree upon that. And both opinions of the Sahabas are equal. So why you want me, for instance, to accept the opinion of Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Umar, and leave the opinion of Ibn Mas'ud? Because you incline, some peoples they have, their nature, they always incline towards difficulties, hardness. That is their nature. They like that. Many people, their nature is very soft. Abu Ja'far al-Mansur rahimahullah ta'ala, when he asked Imam Malik to compile a book on hadith, he told him, أَلِّفْ لِلنَّاسِ كِتَابًا وَوَطِّئْهُ لَهُمْ وَإِيَّاكَ وَشَدَائِدُ بْنُ عُمَرُ وَرُخَصُ بْنُ مَسْعُودُ. Abu Ja'far rahimahullah said to Imam Malik rahimahullah, oh Imam Malik, I want you to compile a book on hadith for the people. And I want you to avoid two things. The hard stance and opinions of Ibn Umar, and also the soft and the most lenient opinions of Ibn Mas'ud. I want you to avoid these two extremes. I want you to put something, to take something in between. Don't go either to this extreme or that extreme. That's why, and he said, called him وَطِّئْهُ لِلنَّاسِ, and make it simple. Simplify it. So some people, they always like to difficulties, and they want everyone to adopt their opinion and to follow what they have adopted. Is this clear to you, brothers and sisters? So the da'i who is in the field of the da'wah, when the people ask him, he has to keep his own personal opinion aside. He has to answer the people's questions and look into the Sharia and give them the right answer, and if there is a room and flexibility, he should not deprive the people of enjoying that leeway or that flexibility. I emphasize on this to the brothers and sisters. Is this clear? When you know there is a room, share it with the people. But if there's no room, no leeway, anyway, then you have to say the truth, tell them, this is it. We should not try always just to please the people. Make things easy when Allah made it easy, so make it easy. If there is no room to make it easy, then you leave it as it is and do not make things difficult for the people. Is this clear before we move to hadith number 15? Okay. Hadith 15. The appearance of defects. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, بينما النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في مجلس يحدث القوم جاءه أعرابي فقال متى الساعة؟ فمضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يحدث، فقال بعض القوم سمع ما قال فكره ما قال، وقال بعضهم بل لم يسمع حتى إذا قضى حديثه قال أين أراه السائل عن الساعة؟ قال ها أنا يا رسول الله. قال فإذا ضيعت الأمانة فانتظر الساعة. قال كيف إضاعتها؟ قال إذا وسد الأمر، قال إذا وسد الأمر إلى غير أهله فانتظر الساعة. Meaning, whilst Allah's Messenger ﷺ was speaking to the people in a gathering, a Bedouin came to him and asked, "Who is the last hour?" So Allah's Messenger ﷺ continued speaking. Some of the people said he heard what he said, but he didn't like it. While others said, rather he did not hear. When he finished his speech, he said, where is the questioner who asked about the hour? He said, here I am, O Messenger of Allah. He said, when honesty is lost, then await the hour. He asked, how will it be lost, honesty? He said, when authority is given to unfit persons, then await the hour. Quoted by Bukhari. This is one of the prophecies of the Prophet ﷺ. The man came and asked about the hour, the day of resurrection, the day of judgment, and the Prophet ﷺ was engaged in the speech. He was talking, so he carried on to finish his talk and also to teach the Sahaba and to teach the questioner that you should not interrupt someone when he's talking. You have to wait till when he finishes his talk, then he will give time for questions. But it is natural to happen from a Bedouin. The Bedouins, they didn't know the etiquette at all. He came from the desert, he didn't know anything about the etiquette of the protocol, all these things, he doesn't know. That's why the Sahaba, they feel happy when a Bedouin comes, because they know that now this Bedouin is going to put his question abruptly, immediately, and the Prophet ﷺ will answer him and they will benefit. So the Sahaba, they would love when a Bedouin comes. So now this Bedouin came and he interrupted the Prophet ﷺ, so the Prophet ﷺ carried on and he finished. Then he asked, he said, where is the questioner? And he said, here I am. And the man asked about the hour, the Yawm al-Qiyamah. So the Prophet ﷺ said, when the amanah, honesty or trustworthiness, that quality is lost. You cannot find a person whom you can trust. So when you find, when that is lost, the quality of honesty, then wait away to the hour. The hour is due. So the Prophet ﷺ, and you can see now that honesty is lost. Those who are honest are very, very few. So he said, the Bedouin said, how will it be lost? How will the amana be lost? He said, when authority, the authority and leadership is given to those who are dishonest, unfit persons, those liars, the politicians, those who will in their campaigns for election, they gave a lot of promises to the masses, to the people, and the moment they win the election, the moment they are put in office, they forget all the promises they made. And they do all time and they commit all sorts of lies. They are big liars. The politicians are big liars. And they call it diplomacy. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling us about what is happening. There is a famous writer in the Arab world, Sheikh al-Munfaluti. He wrote a small booklet, he said, and he listed all the ignoble qualities. All the ignoble qualities. If you are a liar, if you are dishonest, if you are etc. All the ignoble qualities. If you don't fear Allah, if you all these things, then you are a successful politician. So here, when the amana is lost, an unfit person is placed in the office and being elected, and the authority is given to him, then await the hour. The hour is very near. The hour is very near. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from such calamities and from such times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all these trials and afflictions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us unto Him before we are tested and fail in the test. Ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you brothers and sisters for your patience and attendance. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakum Allahu khayra. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.